This is the part where I would say good morning, Namibia, wherever you find yourself. Thank you for tuning in. All the dumb protocol observed and stuff like that. But today I would like to start in a somewhat unorthodox way in relation to comedy. Namibians, if you're not in Windhoek, thank God for you. But for those of us that are in Windhoek, are we okay? For those of you that did not know, this, our wonderful Republic of Namibia, that was once pronounced as Nambia, but we'll forgive him. He's dumb. I was just looking for a politically correct term. I couldn't find one. Sorry. I'm not English, so I have very limited English vocabulary. So, our country, for those of you that did not know, as of 2 days ago, is now famous for all the wrong reasons. Now, I thought this was just something that was reported locally. It turns out, no. It's something that was reported by the British. You know you shouldn't be doing what you are doing, even when the guys that colonized you are shocked. A couple of days ago, I'm just scrolling through social media and I come across a news headline, locally, of course, because like to support local as much as I can. Now, this thing, I come across this news headline about the city of Windhoek warning people about throwing parties at cemeteries of all places. What are the charges again? Look, I know venues are expensive, but cemetery? Seriously? Which I think now, I think I just gave City of Windhoek my brilliant idea. City of Windhoek, I think the best way to get people to stop throwing parties at cemetery is just that, give them an invoice. Easy. And make sure it's expensive as heck. That way we're making money and making sure people are, at least we have inclusive partying in our country. Look, I partly blame this on the foreign language that we use, aka English. Guys, Ventukas. You see, when this administration decide to basically go in a nosedive on the whole inclusivity thing in their whole, in this whole administration, inclusivity this, inclusivity that, they didn't mean we should start including dead people in our parties. Unfortunately, we can't ask what their opinion is on this whole crap. Now, I think, the only opinion we have of them is one that is on their wall graves. It's in the form of an abbreviation, RIP, rest in peace. They are not resting in peace, are they? Because we just decided, you know what? You guys should not have died sooner because this is what you're missing. Now, don't get me wrong. When you look at it from a mental health standpoint, I think it's a very positive thing. I know it's still, diabolical. But, from a mental health standpoint, the message you are sending is, life is worth living. Because if we're inviting dead people to our parties, that's us saying life is worth living. Now, I find it confusing because when we can't keep sending a message to dead people that life is worth living, and then we have suicide statistics that are going through the roof. At this point, I'm just confused. Now, I'm not an expert. I'm just a comedian who is saying I'm confused because on one hand, we are ending our lives left, right, and center. And on the other hand, we are throwing parties inviting dead people. Which one is which? Because we can't have both. Just saying. So, how famous are we When it, you know, for throwing parties. From now on, we are going to be known as those country. For anyone that's outside Namibia, this is what they're going through. What they have been going through ever since this news hit headlines. Where are you from, Namibia? Where's that? It's in Africa. Where is it, next to Nigeria? No, not that one. Is it that country where the World Cup was hosted in? Not that one. Oh, is that country that's always at war? Oh, no, we're not at war. Peaceful-wise? Oh, no, we're good at that. Oh, okay, what is your country known for? Oh, there's that country that went viral for throwing parties at cemeteries. Oh, that one. You guys are nuts. Now, when that's coming from a bunch of guys that colonized you, considering all the atrocities they basically carried out throughout the entire period of colonialism, even they find that crap. Like, we can colonize and, pillage and, commit, mass murder and all these things, but, we draw a line somewhere. You guys are just something else at this point. I can't keep defending us if we keep doing things like this. The article I'm about to read for you is coming out of the BBC. Now, this is the problem now. This is why you shouldn't be doing dumb things. Because I wasn't invited to any of this party. Not that I want to be invited to a party that's at a cemetery. If you're holding a party at a cemetery, I don't want to know what spices are you using. How sure am I that you're not using, some type of human flesh somewhere in your spices? So, I'm hungry. Actually, I'm just remembering that I forgot to eat breakfast and now I'm starving and I have to sit here for 2 hours. But unfortunately for me, I have to bring this, I have to be the bearer of bad news all the time. Very few people who were dumb enough to do this out of the 3 million people in this country. And guess what the headlines say? Namibians warned him. Are you kidding me? Namibians? I'm included in that nonsense. For those of you that live in Windhoek and did not participate in this party, congratulations. According to the outside world, we all nuts. Namibians warned against holding parties at cemeteries after disgraceful, in quotation mark, event. You can be kidding me. And then it gets a little bit, it gets worse for those of us that are in Windhoek. Namibian authorities have warned people not to hold parties at cemeteries. Like, you need to be told not to do that. And by the way, you wanna bet none of those idiots are under 18? Now, don't get me wrong. Thank you very much for the content. Now, speaking of thank you very much for the content, oh, there is a whole list of that going on, so stay tuned. Namibian authorities have warned people not to hold parties at cemeteries after social gatherings at grave sites in the capital, Windhoek, sparked outrage last weekend. According to the city of Windhoek officials, the events at Gamam Cemetery, this is just right next to, showed sitting arrangements, cooler boxes, and alcohol on full display. Now, here's the thing. Namibians. Really? But here's one thing, though, that you're missing. Anyone that knows the place called Gamams knows that there's a one cemetery there. That's my jogging route. Okay. That's a little bit of information out there. Now, the thing is, Which is why I started off with the venue question, because I think this is a venue thing. Now, and people don't want to party at each other's houses because, well, have you seen the food prices? No one wants to have a bunch of people, you know, opening and closing their fridge every weekend. So it's important to find neutral ground. And anyone that have seen the grave, you know, the cemetery in the discussion here has a little bit of space basically outside the fence, just right next to the road, where you can easily just park a bunch of cars and start throwing a party, which can easily be misconstrued as disturbing the dearly departed. At this point, now God must supervise those ones that are with him, and they are going, okay, you know what, relax. You did all the partying. Actually, well, you would have parted when you were alive. But, well, you just decided to obey me. Thank you very much for obeying me, which is why you are here. And do you still admire what's going on there? No, my lord. Now, those ones that are in hell are looking up there and going, yeah, well, you guys better stop. Oh, you guys better stop. Because, well, we just parted a little too much and now we're here. Moving on, the ultimate embarrassment coming out of that story is coming generally to Windhoek. It's going for Africa, Namibia, Windhoek, Kommersdal. Really, guys, that's us also. I mean, it's kind of difficult for me to get out of this. Because I'm an African, Namibian, live in Windhoek and Kommersdal. Now, I'm sitting here going like, seriously, guys, for the love of God, just why? Just why? A moment of silence for those that live in the Gamams area. Moment of silence over. Moment of silence for all those houses, including spa on this one. Houses. Oh, hang on a second. KFC. Oh, check. Pizza Inn. Check. Shell. Aha. Wow. Okay. Jeez, I did not look at this location wise. But anyway. In a Facebook post, she described the scene that met, mourners entering the gravesite, saying, from the entrance, or the entrance, all along the way, all along the way inside, car boots were open. People were drinking, and the cemetery resembled a shebeen rather than a place of rest. Now that's the part that made me go, which one exactly is a place of rest, guys? Is it heaven or the cemetery? Because at this point, I'm a little confused. A place of rest? Now, this is just a comedian, not the theological expert or an expert at everything heavenly. If they're all in heaven around gods, heaven just got another angel, you know, somewhere living happily ever after with, you know, wings flying around singing hallelujah. Unless you're telling me Gamam Cemetery is the heaven, then the disturbance part is, at least to the dead people, is, you know, disrespect to the, you know, to the sacredness of the, you know, of the place makes sense to me. But, well, resting places in disturbing a bunch of dead guys that are now buried there, making me go, hang on a second. Are they buried there or resting place happily ever after, never in the never land somewhere? Because if they are well with God somewhere in heaven, then they're not being disturbed now, are they? But if they are down there and Gamam Cemetery is not heaven, then my God, this is confusing. Like, well, look, as a comedian, my goal is not to provide answers. Oh no, to give more questions. so that, well, you can just have take a peek of discussion and just laugh about everything. Now, in a Facebook post, she described one Windhoek resident who witnessed the party said it was nothing short of disgraceful. Disgraceful, I totally agree. Because grave sites are considered sacred. Because that's where our loved ones who we will never see again, that's where we laid them to rest. That's the English we use, guys. This is colonial language. Leave me alone. Now, in a Facebook post, she described the scene that met mourners entering the gravesite. So there were people that were there mourning and then ran into a bunch of guys partying. Talk about contrast. And anyway, in a gravesite saying that from the entrance to all the way inside, car boots were open and people were drinking. And the cemetery resembled a shebeen rather than a place of rest. Now, that last word there, no pun intended, that last word there on a place of rest. Where exactly is the place of rest, guys? I'm just trying to figure this out before I die. Someday, not now, I'm not planning on dying now. You know, I still have a lot of partying and getting late to do. But here's the thing. This place of rest here, which one? Is place of rest, is it any cemetery? Is it just the Gamem cemetery? Or is it heaven? Which one? Pastors, please chime in, because, well, you have a confused Christian here. Which one is a resting place? Please, for the love of God. I know today, Sunday, you know, just post a sermon and just explain that statement to me, because I'm confused. Now, the informer, the one that gave us the information, or the snitch, for those ones that were partying, depending on which side of the fence you are, well, you are on, said she, according to BBC, not me, don't shoot the messenger. Also, don't shoot, you know, well, BBC, because, well, they're just a messenger. Now, she also said the cemetery was left in a pitiful condition with bottles and cans left lying around. Now that's just being stupid. That's just being stupid. And stupidity is today's discussion. We are going to compare and contrast stupidity and power. Stupidity and evil is the main cause of today's comedy meal. In a statement issued on Thursday, the city of Windhoek said this was unacceptable. Thank you very much, city of Windhoek. Yes, true. Unacceptable. And also, disgraceful. Very disgraceful. Because we're supposed to respect people that, you know, our loved ones that we loved so much and we can't talk to. Unless you claim to talk to the dead using, you know, reading cards and stuff. Seriously, give me a break. Seriously. Come on. In a statement issued on Thursday, City of Windhoek said this was unacceptable, adding that it's disrespect the dignity of the deceased. Thank you. Disturbs the grieving families. Also true. Now, it also, City of Windhoek, reminded residents that leaving litters and waste behind the cemetery was a criminal offense. I know that. Said that there would be strict monitoring and enforcement to preserve the burial sites. Jesus. Cemeteries are sacred, preserved only for burial and remembrance of the deceased. Also true. Social gathering, alcohol consumption, and littering within a cemetery are strictly prohibited. It's also dumb. I mean, maybe it has to some degree a way of reminding you that life is, it's worth appreciating every minute, because you never know when you just swing by and kick the bucket. Which I totally now understand. Every time we say, we're still alive and kicking, that can be interpreted to mean you and I, for those of you that I'm talking, and if you are listening, and even if anyone that's not listening, if they are alive, they are alive and kicking. They are kicking anything else but the bucket. But sooner or later in our alive and kicking, we all sooner or later going to kick the bucket. At this point, the question is, why can't we just remove the bucket? Because this bucket is not helping. So, if we're happy enough to throw parties at gravesites to remind ourselves that life is worth living, how do you explain the suicide statistics? Now, that's the part I don't understand. Actually, there are a lot of parts I don't understand. Now, this is not the first time gamums have made headlines. Turns out back in 2021, y'all remember that time, a man was arrested after a video circulated showing him firing off shots during a funeral held there. You know, gun, salute. Is it salute? The same funeral also saw cars being spun at a parking area near a burial site local. Local news site, the Namibian, reported online. Now, this is, this came from, people over partying at the wrong places, and then someone putting it on Facebook. And then local media picks it up, and then we go international, and we are famous for all the wrong reasons. Oh dear. Why do we keep doing this? Look, I have to filter my, before I get fired. How many days to month end? I really have to watch my language. Really have to watch it because Kaching is coming tomorrow. Get ready, bank account, prepare for Kaching. Kaching is coming on Tuesday.
Angel of my life, for the love I have is so real. How can I be your Mr. Right? Baby, what I feel is so strong. If I, you are the apple of my eyes. If I,
when I wish it taking over the world. Baby, just you and I. You and I. Oh, you little flower, angel of mine. Yeah, you.
Angel of my life, for the love I have is so strong, like super glue that will melt when it's hot. Welcome back, 26 minutes to the hour of 12, and I'm here until the hour of 1, so I still have a lot of time remaining for me to talk about, to compare and contrast. Basically, that's just being, what's that word? Redundant. That is a stupidity and evil. Well, one of the most famous quote that is floats around out there is debating an idiot is pointless. Because, debating an idiot is pointless. And then it goes on to draw a comparison between, goes in deep in terms of describing the pointless part of it. Debating an idiot is pointless in a way that, in comparison, is like playing chess with a pigeon. And like the bird, a pigeon, because all the pigeon is gonna do is that it will knock down the pieces and then creep on the board and then fly away to its, to its nest and then, basically claim victory. It's going to tell other pigeons that it won the chess game after knocking down the pieces and then creeping on the board. Boy, that statement is very important, especially when it comes to internet debates, when it comes to argument. And this is what I, this is what I like to call, there are people that argue not to learn, but to win. In other words, they are not there to listen to all the facts that you are going to present. No, they are there to bring all the nonsense they can just and then yell on top of their lungs so that they can win, to basically exhaust you. And then they can claim to be the winner. So if you're one of those people that like to debate for winning, not for learning, then congratulations, you are a pigeon. Actually, I would like to apologize to all the pigeons out there. You are much worse. Moving on. Now, that comparison, pigeons that I'm going to make here is the one that is going to take up a large chunk of today's discussion. But before I go any further in that direction, I would like to also, moment of silence. There's one piece that I wanted to, want to start with that I wanted to get out of the way before I get into, go on a tangent of comparing, power, evil people and stupid people. Now, society's perception on both evil and stupidity. It turns out there is a whole philosophical literature that exists out there comparing stupidity and evil. Something I did not come across until Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere there. Now, here's the thing. Just to take a quick break with something that I would like to point out, I would like to point out before I continue. Just a quick reminder that, about the whole, Namco bail application, thing that, did not end in a way that, it's safe to say applicants and their lawyers actually plan. Now, you have to understand that this case has been going on for over, almost 3 months. The hearing, the bail hearing. Now, here's the thing. This bail hearing taught me one thing, that don't judge a lawyer's presentation by the confidence, because you are going to have a lot of false hope. Because for almost 3 months, bail applicants were given what I can at least only describe using my limited English vocabulary as a false hope by their lawyers, you know, speaking with such vigor and confidence that the state doesn't have a case against my client. I mean, they managed to convince me that, oh my God, I mean, these guys are good. And then Wes, who's this lady that I keep forgetting? Madam Elindi, now she got bail, and then you can imagine some of us went like, huh, these guys are good. And then on Friday, the judge was like, yeah, I mean, you guys are good, but you're not that good. So, if you find yourself, please be a law-abiding citizen. Do that. Be a law-abiding citizen. But, if you ever find yourself on the wrong side of the authorities, just understand that, the confidence with which your lawyer is presenting your case does not guarantee that you are going to be granted bail. Or you are getting out of the scot-free. That is painful. Come to think of it, at this point, lawyers are just legalized scammers, because imagine after spending almost 3 months on a lot of money on these guys, only to be told by the judge in 4 hours and 33 minutes, the judge going of just the magistrate, high court judge, Supreme Court justice. There's a whole technicality, but anyway, throwing all the technical jargons aside, the enthusiasm with which your lawyer represents you does not guarantee crap. Ouch. Man, that's painful. So, in other words, lawyers are glorified Tura boys. They are just scamming the heck out of you, and then when the bail is denied, they're like, well, we can appeal, but you still have to pay, even more. Huh? What the heck are you talking about? We lost. Please be a law-abiding citizen, because things are not as what they look. Boy, oh boy. Now, and for the first time in the history of the Republic of Namibia, it's beginning to look like having connections is... has more disadvantages than advantages. And message being sent by the bail application, bail application denial is that in the event of finding yourself under investigation, pull up a kamulima. Bro just decided like, looking at how this situation is going, I'm not gonna sit around and wait. Now, I came across a post on social media of a guy that was explaining how to tell a venomous snake from a non-venomous snake. And he was explaining that snakes with this type or with this shape of eyes are not venomous, so you don't have to run away from them. But if the eyes are shaped like this, then that means the snake is venomous. And if the scales are shaped like this, the snake is non-venomous. But if the scales are shaped like this, then it's venomous. And everyone in the comment section understandably kept asking the same question. Who the heck is going to hang around and try to find out and literally look a snake in the eye to try and find out whether it's venomous or not? In case you're missing something, I'm black. That's
Is it a good thing about being a non-native English speaker? It's because I understand, you know, I get to understand the language. Wild animal. It's in the name, wild animal. Now, according to where's my dictionary? According to Webster's dictionary, the word wild means living in nature and not ordinary, tame or domesticated. But that's not the most interesting definition. Now, not subject to restraint or regulation. And then they have in capital letters, uncontrolled. So when something is wild, that's another way of saying it's difficult to control. If it can be controlled at all. There's a reason why we domesticated donkeys and not zebras. Is because, well, donkeys, easy to control in comparison to zebras. Because zebras, trying to tame a zebra, best case scenario, you lose your teeth. Worst case scenario, you lose your life. But if you lose your life or your teeth, that's just on you. I mean, just how dumb can you be? So, why did I come back to this? Well, it's because, last week, right? Was that, last week? Or this week? Well, we were told that, last week, the ACC, there are 98 cases that are with the ACC, that are described as, there are 98 packed cases. And some of the cases are as follow: SME Bank, 247 million, worth 247 million, boom gone missing. Namibian Airport Company at 360 million, still that, SME Bank case, still with, with the ACC, pending investigation, or more like under investigation or pending investigation. I'm not sure which term to use on that one, so don't quote me. Namibian Airport Company, 360 million. So, seriously? 360 million? That's like $1 million each and every day for 360 days. You only left 5 million to just And then you have AMTA, 57 million, still pending. Chinese medical tender, 7 million, still pending. Oil storage facility, 5.6 billion. Holy cow! Now, this is, I'm reading through this and going, well, thank heavens I don't have connections, because if you have connections and your connections are connected to any of these, cases, then, your days are numbered. Hey. Okay. Guys, here's the, I totally understand that, believe me, I totally understand that, connections are important. Now, here's the thing. For us to develop our country, we need to form businesses, because the government cannot be, because it will just be unreasonable to rely on the government to create all the opportunities. Businesses must be created. And you have people registering businesses on a daily basis. You have, businesses on all, on all levels. You know, startups, beginners, intermediaries, and you have those ones that are operating on a national and some international level. Brilliant idea. But, here's the thing. When it comes to, the more businesses are going to multiply, the more people are going to be employed, and the more nails are going to need more nail cutters. Now, if the ACC, although the, you know, the
is not a, it's been criticized for not being a good nail cutter, because we have a lot of people in public office letting their nails grow, you know, longer than they should be, and because of that, you know, some of them are going as far as adding glue to their nails, and then a lot of money now is going missing. Now, because of that, it's getting everyone that, that likes to have developmental discussions, like yours truly here, going like, obviously, we can't depend on the government to create all the opportunities. We can. It's just borderline impossible. Therefore, private sector now have must chime in. The whole public-private partnership. And disputes like what we see with NAMCO are going to pop up more often. The more businesses, more like entities, the more the public and private sector become intertwined in terms of, as we work towards accomplishing our developmental goals of Agenda 2030 or on a national level, UN level, or Agenda 2063 on an AU level. One thing that we are going to see is that cases are going to be a normal thing. So this whole NAMCO thing is just the beginning. The whole ACC and all these things, ACC, SME Bank, Nambi Airport, Amta, and all these things, is just the beginning. Disputes are going to go through the roof. Now, what that means is, yippee for me, more content, because the more you sue each other, and the more the media reports on, the more the judges or magistrates deny or grant bails. I'm just interested in the English that's being used. I'll just take any of it or any part of it that fits, that fits in my career, and then I'll just make fun of it. Thank heavens for the Eagle FM microphone I have in my face, because, well, this is just, I just need enough money to, for bodyguards. Because I'm told some of you don't have a sense of humor. You're just dumb. Now that we have that out of the way, if you have a connection and you know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who was directly or indirectly involved in SME Bank, Namibian Airports Company, AMTA, Chinese Medical Tender, Oil Storage, you could in the near future find yourself being cross-examined. And one thing that have been made clear by the NAMCO bail application is that has just recently ended, is that there by ACC, there is this Zambezian guy called, he's Zambezian, right? Inambao. That guy was, that guy during the NAMCO, during the NAMCO bail application, that guy was this close to saying, Iwe sisa, Iwe. Iwe. The rest of the words I have that I know in Zambezian are all insults. And today is the 28th, and I'm not going to go that direction. And also, I don't have money for, for a lawyer. The last thing I want is to undergo cross-examination. Because to undergo cross-examination requires you to have a big bladder, because you're going to be standing for a very long time, depending on how big the case is. You state, present your case. Just get ready to hear your lawyers, ramble some nonsense like, the state has a very weak case against my client. Now, back in Rundu, there's this, saying we say, all that is just, kwa kusipaza nantare no yambuka ndinga api. Now, the thing is, the judge did not yambuka, nor did the prosecution, or the, aka the state. For almost 3 months, The lawyers were just spazzering, but Mr. Inambao did not yambuka. Get yourself a Kavango friend. They will help you translate all this. It turns out the lawyers were spazzering, but the judge and the state did not yambuka. So, oh dear. Now, the yambuka part means like to be frightened or something like that, to be startled. It's much catchier in Rukwangari. Just get yourself a Kavango friend. Thank you.
Yeah.
And welcome back. We still continue. This is Mind the Gap, a comedy show on Eagle FM with your one and only, the honorable incumbent prime minister of all radio comedians here on Eagle FM. Actually here in Namibia. Nah, in the world. Ekesa funny, my bro. Ekesa very, very, no, sorry. Ekesa baya, baya funny. Ekvase myself, die, honor, inspiring, words, honor, more. When ek, wake up. Welcome to Old School with your comedian slash DJ, yours truly, Moi.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression.
I'm not afraid to die.
short break. This is Mind the Gap. Stand up. A point of correction. Sit down in a very comfortable chair in an air-conditioned room. Comedy. You know, I've never actually found a thought of coming up with a genius name for a genre of comedy. You know, okay, there's already the name out there, but just my personalized, like a lot of people are doing with their, you know, license plates, personalized license plates, you know, Oil One NA. Okay, those guys are never getting a break, are they? But anyway, but they didn't participate in the, well, that's, guys, when you're being corrupt is also creating employment for me. So when you are not being corrupt, you are ruining it for me. Steal every now and then. Get cross-examined every now and then. And go to jail every now and then. So I can make money. Well, we gotta crack a few eggs to make an omelette. That's a very evil analogy. But anyway. Now, let's take a little bit of a tour before I come back to musica. Because I have a few musicas to play for today. Now, the comparing and contrast of stupidity. You know, stupidity and evil. It turns out there's one German theologian by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Let's go with Bonhoeffer. Bonhoeffer, who was a theologian, and was a theologian. That's someone that went to study everything God. Hey, Theo, God, Logian, knowledge. You know, the knowledge of God. Which one? Don't ask me. Now, a theologian basically argued that. Bonhoeffer argued that. Stupidity is more dangerous than evil. I love philosophy because, you know, debates can pop up out of, you know, points of discussion more like from a group of words you never actually thought someone can make a debate out of. Now, the argument he makes was that, Bonhoeffer makes is that, stupid people are more dangerous than evil people. And I know what you're saying. I totally disagree, which is the point of society. It's to agree to disagree. Now, just allow me on behalf of Bonhoeffer, to present his part of the argument, like what made him reach that conclusion. According to him, the reason behind is, there are evil people on this planet. Now, because, there are evil people on this planet, and these evil people are not a lot. Now, although when it comes to to evil people not being a lot, that's coming from a whole different, the man that describes that much better was the Jewish Italian chemist Primo Levi, who once stated the famous quote that says, "Monsters exist, but they are too few in number to be truly dangerous. More dangerous are the common men." The functionaries ready to believe and to act without asking questions. Primo Levi argues that stupid people, evil people exist on this planet. We have murderers, we have thieves, we have rapists, we have a lot of evil people on this planet. We have a lot of them. Like a few days ago, I was reading a case of, of a man who was sentenced to, I think, about 53 years behind bars. After, because he's one of, he was basically described as a, he's one of those people that was, you described, because he was described as such, as a serial rapist. This is someone that just, asking consent doesn't work for him.
he draws his sexual gratification when the people that he's engaged with are screaming for dear life. At that point, may I suggest castration, a point of correction. Just cut off the whole thing at that point, because clearly, well, it's the compass is like holding a compass standing on a magnetic area. The needle is going to go haywire. Now, that will be, you know, you standing on a magnetic area and the needle is just pointing in every direction. Now, when I rise to power, people like that are not going to be sent to jail. No, that's a waste of taxpayers' money. We just castrate you and then just, forget castrate. We just, what's the equivalent of, demote your manhood? At least I was able to cook up one. Now, monsters exist. There are evil people in this world, which is why we have prisons. There are people that are, you know, there are people that are behind bars because they made what you can argue as understandably mistake. Also, there are people that are there for mistaken identity. But there are people that are there that everyone would agree that, oh no, this one deserves to be here. Don't get me. If you, now, if the only thing that will get you hard as a man is the person you are engaged in, you are engaged with, steers and screams, hey, yee, 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 woo, 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 man. You need prayer, not from these priests that are robbing their clients of money. You need prayers from God the Father himself. Because, are you familiar with this thing called Viagra? You should try it. Because, well, you're not going to jail. You're not going to go to jail. Your heart is most likely going to explode. But at least it's your heart that's exploding. Which, you know, two beds with one stone for society. Really love my violence sometimes, huh? Now, since Prima Levi's observation is that evil people exist, but they are not a lot to cause a lot of harm, to cause, you know, any harm to society. The thing is, evil people know that they are not a lot, but they want power so that they can basically pull off their evil agenda. So the way they do that is by recruiting stupid people to help them either acquire or maintain power. Why? It's because stupid people don't ask questions. When an evil person says jump, stupid people ask, how high? Smart people ask, why? Now, if you're one of those people that are not inquisitive, I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm just saying you can easily be described as such. All of a sudden, everyone is going, he's not talking about me. Even I am going, nah, ain't no way Prima Levi is talking about me. Now, it's based on Prima Levi's point of view about evil in the world. Now, Prima Levi was a Holocaust survivor. Now, this is someone that lived through 1940s Führer. Then he noticed that, okay, you know what? There's just one evil guy on top of this whole power structure. Now, the rest are not going to ask questions. Now, at this point, you're asking, what happened to those that asked questions to the Führer? Have you ever heard of the Night of Long Knives? That's what happened to them. So, for evil to endure, it must get rid of everyone that asks questions to authority. And then leave people that are going to say yes, sir, to everything. That was the same with apartheid South Africa. Now, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because a lot of people think that society is divided because of race and religion. No. Let me give you a very simple example. If you look at what the Israeli government is doing in Gaza right now, like the current administration. Now, you have to understand that there are a lot of different political... Israel is just a country like any other country. It doesn't have a unified point of view. There are politicians in Israel. that do not agree with what the current Israeli administration is doing in Gaza. Although they have been basically agreeing with the whole thing since the 1940s. Can we stop pretending this whole thing started, you know, started October 7th? Oh, come on, pick a history book. Now, here's the thing. It's important to realize that, when you stop asking questions, you pave a way for evil. Evil people like stupid people. Because, well, if you can gather a lot of them, they can help you get to any position of power, and they will help you do anything. Which is why during the Nuremberg trials, one level of many parts of the Nuremberg trial, a ruling that was made was that I was just following orders is not an excuse to commit a genocide. That's Gaza right now. I was just following orders. Really? I mean, it's not that easy. Yeah, I know. I'm sure it is. But anyway. Now, coming back to Bonhoeffer. Bonhoeffer's, you know, the point that he makes when it comes to describing why he made the argument that, stupid people are more dangerous than evil people is that, it's very simple. Every society has a prison for evil people. When we find out someone is doing something that is, morally wrong, there are prisons for that. When someone is convicted of rape, they're sent to jail. When someone is convicted of stealing, murder, killing, basically anything that is immoral or illegal, there are jails for that. There are no jails for stupid people. And then now, Bonhoeffer argues that, stupid people are more dangerous than, stupidity is more dangerous than evil because of two reasons. One, evil people are not that many, like Primo Levi basically points out. So they cannot get power on their own. They need to recruit stupid people. And it turns out if you can just gather a large enough group, you can come up with a significant number of them. And they will help you get anything. Now, that's coming from a German, which makes a lot of sense. You have to understand that Bonhoeffer was a German Lutheran pastor, a neo-Orthodox theologian, and an anti-Nazi descendant. He didn't agree with he's German. That did not agree with all the nonsense going on in Nazi Germany. Anti-Nazi dissident, not descendant. Dissident. I know. Every society have them. So, the thing is, the argument then, if you ask me there, is very compelling. We, the society, Bonhoeffer argues, are more tolerant of stupid people than we are of evil people. Every time we have a lot of anti-evil, more like evil fighting mechanisms in place. We have a lot of evil fighting mechanisms in place as a society. We don't have a lot of stupidity. Fighting mechanisms in place. We just like to ignore it and dismiss it. Which is very reasonable. Why? It's because to some degree, we're all stupid. If you gather a group of lawyers and put them, in a group of, these are qualified lawyers. They are the best of the best in their field. And then give them a scientific expedition to go and do some experiments with chemistry, they're gonna look as stupid as a heck. They're going to look dumb. They're going to ask questions, though. That's the most important part. Now, the level of stupidity here that is more dangerous is one where people don't ask questions. They will just stand up and clap their hands. And, well, that's exactly what I witnessed. This is just me. That's what I witnessed with the National, you know, with the United Nations General Assembly. Can you imagine if the Chinese president had an arrest warrant and stood in front of the United Nations to give a speech? Imagine the global condemnation. Holy cow. Everything would be China right now. China, 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 China. If Kim Jong-un, well, did that, it would be like, well, you know, even the headlines would be like the North Korean dictator. The Israel Prime Minister basically did the exact same thing. There was a protest in the General Assembly itself. A lot of foreign dignitaries walked out in protest. And I still heard a bunch of people going, I'm like, really? Well, it turns out you can still be stupid and work for the United Nations. You can still be stupid and represent your country. Which made me go with them. Thank you very much, Bonhoeffer. You were on point on this one. You nailed it. This one was just spot on. So, the reason why stupidity is very difficult to crack down on is, to some degree, we're all stupid. Or we can all be made to look stupid in a lot of things. You're an expert in one field and not an expert in one field. Now, bits, technically in that field, you're stupid. Now, no one is an expert in multiple fields. There are a lot of people that are there are very few people that are experts in multiple fields. A lot of us are only expert in one and then dummy in all of them. And we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of disciplines that we are terrible. So basically we are more stupid than we are smart. But anyway, the point is, Bonhoeffer made a very, 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 very interesting argument there. So, how not to be stupid? How not to be stupid is what we are going to be talking about on the other side of this wonderful and local. Shall we now? Now, let's go with Lucky Dubé. Second, is that the reason why revolutions are very common with mankind? Take for example, as we speak, there's they're about 40 something. I'm counting 42. They were about 70 something. I think some of the bots sustained damage in. Series of explosions and also just wear and tear type of damage. These bots are a part, part of what is called the, what has become to be known as the GSF, the Global Sumud Flotilla, which is an international civil society-led maritime initiative launched in July 2025 to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza Strip to deliver humanitarian aid. Now, these are about 40-something vessels that are stocked with all food and medications to take to the starving population in Gaza. Civilians, it's a civilian initiative, civilians coming up from across the, continent, different races, different cultures, different religions. They don't care about their religions. All they care about is the people that are starving in Gaza. You know what the people that are actually, that are supposed to be doing this job, you know what they are doing? They are seated in New York in an air-conditioned room talking about, we should condemn this. Now at the end, let's vote. Now, who condemns and who doesn't? And then they condemn, and then they come again next year. And people, well, guess what? They're dying. This is why, one reason why this inspires me is that, I find it restores my faith in humanity to come to realize that people that are Christians and Muslims and Jews basically working together all across cultures, they basically came together and said, well, UN, nothing. Okay. ICC, nothing. Okay. America, actually, you're funding the guy that's doing the bombing, so just stay out of this. Well, you nothing. They are all, especially the guys on the United Nations Security Council, they do not want to lose their power so much that we are willing to sit and watch a nation starve. Now, the reason why what's going on in Gaza is, I don't want to say interesting. I want to say, you have to understand that, the reason why a lot of African countries support Palestine is because what's going on in Gaza is what was happening throughout the colonial regime, you know, throughout colonial times in Africa. If social media existed back then, what's going on in Gaza would not be new. It would be just one of those things that, thanks to the internet and social media, we can now see what empires do wherever they go. Namibia, Angola, Kenya, the Mau Mau uprising, or what was known as a Mau Mau rebellion, because, you know, now that term comes from the guys that were doing the occupation. That was a British occupation. When the Kenyans stood up to fight their occupiers, well, guess what they were called? Their uprising was labeled a rebellion. October 7th, ring a bell? The same thing. In other words, if I stormed into your house and hold you hostage, you are not supposed to fight back when you loosen your rope that I tied you with, by the way. Now, this is why I laid the foundation with stupidity. Because you have a lot of it out there. Now, that I have managed to basically share my wonderfully feel about the global Sumud flotilla of civilians, by the way, and some of those civilians are former government officials just looked at their government and went like, this is crazy. We can't be sitting in an air-conditioned room at the General Assembly, eating taxpayers' money, living in some air-conditioned room, chopping their money left, right, and center, and going, we are discussing this out. But I know a solution. How about you, step one, stop bombing. Step two, then you can sit and discuss. Let me remind him, anyone, including the ships that are, you know, including the ships or vessels that are just carrying medicine and food, they're also Hamas. Here's one thing I like to tell people, at least about me. If you are going to lie to me, at least make the lie more intelligent. Because when the lie is so transparent, I can see through it. Now I'm insulted twice. One, because you're lying to me. Two, because it's just that simple. You must think I'm that dumb.
But fortunately for me, I can read history. The question is, can you? Because if you can't read history to understand enough of it to make a rational decision, not one that's based on how I feel. And by the way, thank heavens today is Sunday. You have pastors out there that are going, whatever is going on in Gaza is in the name of God. Those ones have been saying a very simple thing. Now, I've run into few of them. First of all, if it really is in the name of God, that God doesn't deserve to be worshipped. Actually, that God is nuts. A point of correction. That God would be a genocidal maniac. And two, it's either that's not true, or you worship a God that is a genocidal maniac. One of the two. Whatever the case is, if you worship a God that's a genocidal maniac, count me out of it. As a pastor out there now on his knees and praying, get out of here. Moving on. You're still with it. It just went a little violent. He's still, say, you know, still comedy. You're welcome. Civilians are doing the practical things that their governments are not doing. And the most shocking thing about this, about this flotilla is that I'm yet to hear from the governments of the so-called Arab countries, with all the wealth that Arab countries like Egypt, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait, with all the wealth they have. They are sitting there doing almost nothing. It's their civilians that decided to participate. The governments themselves, they are too afraid to lose their bread to help a brother. That's everywhere, basically. That's everywhere. If you want to control a person, give them something to lose. Moral of the story. So that every time they want to stand up against you, you remind them that if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be that rich. Now, this flotilla is made up of both Arabs, Muslims, Christians. Now, you basically have, this is a unified world that you are looking at. It's basically showing, it's representing humanity. That, you know what, we are not going, we are going to set our differences aside, our religious, our racial differences aside, and just focus on one thing, helping people that are suffering. We don't care what the political nonsense going on is. All we care about, all we know is that when you open fire and shoot a child 300 times, there is not a single excuse under the sun that you are going to give me. There is no amount of October 7th that you are going to use to explain, to justify to me that it's okay to shoot a child 300 times. Actually shooting a child. Forget just slapping a child. What did the child do? That's the question that every rational thinking adult will ask you. What did the child do? Shooting an adult that was involved in the, well, go nuts on that one. But a child, really? And your excuse is October, so now you get out of here.
church, God showed me grace on the ground. And she said, there lies the man who fought for equality. There lies the boy who died in the struggle. Can all these heroes die in vain? While we let them kill on, knowing that already they're the victims of the situation.
Don't hide, don't hide, don't hide.
and welcome back. We have 20 minutes to go, so I'm now in my DJ mode. Now let's take it northeast. Oh, sorry, I have to do the math in my head sometimes when I do these things. I'm not saying I'm dedicating this song to ACC. I didn't say that. Hey, imagine sitting through the bail hearing of Namco, knowing that you are dating Inabao's daughter. You are planning to marry her. Now you have to meet him. Hey, ay, 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 ay. I can imagine the pressure. I have a Zambezian crush. I have to find out if they are related. Because I know that when it comes to, you know, when it comes to negotiating Lobola, it's mostly uncles that are involved in that. Imagine dating a Zambezian girl, right? And then you are very serious because she's just fantastic and you are just obsessed with the, you know, you're addicted to Zambezi brew. And you and Mango relationship, very tight. Not talking about anyone in particular. But the point is, now you have to go, you have to meet the parents to formalize things. And when you get in there, lo and behold, one of the uncles in there is Mr. Inabao. I'll be like, sweetheart, I love you, but this is not going to go well because I've seen this guy with lawyers. Now imagine what he's gonna do with me. He's gonna have me for breakfast. So, it was nice knowing you. Bye.
Every day I met you, to be where you are. Yeah, without you, kwaja kondia. When the sovundi ara sondi bona. Nari pika elabu, nabuli keshera heke nyu. Katinji gemu, dari retera mi venyu. Vanango namuri kete, the way we
Yeah, no. Welcome back. And we continue. I'm still here. And this is Mind the Gap comedy. I'm in my DJ mod. And well, still here for the next 16 minutes. Oh, man. I'm still here for the next 16, I'm still here for the next 16 minutes. So fasten a seatbelt. So because now we're going a little Gen Z-ish, and then we come back to the old classic again. Do stay tuned. And if you're enjoying the, the DJ-ish, the humor, thank you very much. Thank you. If you're angry, may your heart explode and die. No sense.
I like the way, oh, that you talk to me. Yeah. I like the way, oh, that you scream my name, baby.
I love the way you breathe when you're close to me. That's a relationship level. Until you start living together and start paying rent, and then when I don't like the way you live, you know, you breathe and blink and what happens though? But there's still hope though for this. Still hope.
Tonight I wanna hold you close. I don't wanna let you go.
Just put in mind all the romance coming from these songs is very nice when the parents are doing all the expenses and the rent and everything and all that. But, when you take over the responsibility, then you begin to understand that, not a lot of things that are in these songs are actually realistic. Believe me. Growing up, with relatively strict parents, I was like, no, I just want to grow up and get out of this house and go out there and live my life as free as I'm, just to the best of my definition of free, my very naive definition of the word free at the time. And then I grew up and then started living alone. Then I realized that it turns out the food doesn't cook itself. Mom always had to do the cooking. Turns out dad also had to go and buy the food for mom to cook. And, well, it turns out there are a lot of expenses that mom and dad were taking care of that we didn't see. So we didn't appreciate it. So we just, after being fed and being clothed after, and we're still under their roof, we're still going, well, you guys are just oppressing me. And we're like, wait, what? Then you grow up. And then all those, all their responsibilities, you're behind is too grown up now. You just have to go out there and take those responsibilities on your own. Then you start going, you know what? If I knew this was what was waiting for me, I think I would have stayed younger a little longer because boy, this is a lot. So if you are under the roof of your parents and you are one of those people that are running around saying, I can't believe these guys are just, they're just keeping in prison. Oh, you're going to be free someday. Don't worry. You're going to be free. Believe me. you are not going to believe it now, but you're going to miss it. That prison you're complaining about, you're going to miss it so bad. Sometimes you're going to go back and say, mommy, but the beautiful part about parents is that, no matter what your age is, especially moms, they are always going to be there for you. And some dads.
All I know, girl,
Tonight, wanna dance alone. Oh, that's not what the song says. Tonight, I don't wanna dance alone. Loving you is all I know. When the babysitter is not around. Sorry, didn't mean to expose people.
And none of your problems go if we never make it home. I don't wanna dance alone. Time. I could never ever sell you lies. Your touch is righteous. On our way, we don't waste time. Got my hands, lay them down on your waistline. Then we get along. Even if it's only for a night, let's make it timeless. Tonight I wanna hold you close. I don't wanna let you go. Loving you is all I know. I don't wanna dance alone.
I don't wanna dance alone. Hey, dear future wife, if you are praying for a singer, I'm afraid the good Lord have already disappointed you on that one, because that's just not gonna cut it. Because I'm a terrible singer. And just one more thing. If you are praying for tall, dark, and handsome, may the good Lord keep being with you. Because on the bright side, there's the dark. The tall and handsome. That part is fairly debatable. And we have 6 minutes before I call it a day. Let's say goodbye in style. Let's say goodbye in style. This is for those ones that were, made our country famous by, by throwing a party at the cemetery. And that is, bye bye bye, by Mariah Carey and Lil Wayne and Echo.